It's time for you to get that boogeyman out from under the bed, okay? My name is April Kirkwood. I am a licensed therapist, and I am here today to talk to you about how to heal from early childhood trauma that is affecting absolutely, probably every aspect of your life. So many of us have issues with trauma, even with good, well-meaning parents that might have said to you, especially the men, don't cry, babies don't cry, or mothers like me that when we got divorced said, you're the head of the household now, you've got to be strong, no tears, you've got to. Can you imagine doing that to a 7 or 8 year old? And many divorced women, or women that lose a spouse, or women that their spouses are overseas working in the military, put unorthodox responsibilities to their children. We don't realize. So this is a no judgment zone. I'm not talking about judging parents. I've never met a parent who got up in the morning and said, I'm going to try to really screw up my kid's mind. So if you are ready to take the monsters out from under your bed that you've been keeping the light on in all of those areas of your life that once worked for you, like disassociation, when you totally block out emotions that helped you survive, but still, it's time for you to get that boogeyman out from under the bed, okay? So here we go. This is what you need to know to start your healing process from childhood trauma. Come on, get out from under there. All right, you can leave the light on, but be open. The first thing you need to do is stay away from toxic people. People that are liars, manipulators, cheaters, say things to hurt your self-esteem, disempower you, take away your independence to choose. Get away from them, please. Now, I know many of us cannot do that, but if you can't, and I know there's a lot of single parents who are living at home, people who are in early recovery from addiction, that they just feed off each other constantly. Try to find a place where you can be quiet. Research shows that people healing from trauma need 2 hours of quiet a day for them to start the healing process. Remember the brain, we're talking about body, soul, and spirit. The brain is rewired. It's always on. One of the attributes of being a product of drama is you're always on. You're always alert. Or you're angry, mad as hell, and you're not going to take it anymore. Or you're passive and aggressive, and you just let people brutalize you mentally, spiritually, and physically. Now, when we talk about finding a calm environment, what's calm to you may not be calm to someone who is in trauma. For example, concerts. It sounds like static noise on the radio levels of your brain. You know, your brain's like a little radio transmitter. And it like drives you crazy. Even putting your kids in peewee football with all the screaming and yelling and the coach, get in there, knock them down, you know, take them out. That may not be a pleasant experience for a child or an adult who has gone through some trauma. Okay, so you need to find out what is a pleasant experience for you as a trauma victim. You have to take control of this and say, I don't like football games. It's too hectic. You know, you go with your friends. I'm cool with that, but you know, I'm not down. I'm not going. It makes me feel bad. You know, sometimes in trauma, we have really learned to deny our feelings. And getting in touch with your feelings is where I'm leading to this. So staying away from toxic people, number one, who really use and abuse you emotionally by keeping you in a state of chaos. And you know, the sad part is when you're in trauma, you think the chaos is normal. It's not normal. It's not normal. So what you do need to do is find gentle activities. Now, what is a gentle activity? For many people, it's taking a walk outside alone without texting, without Facebook, without Instagram, without contacting. I know that sounds scary to let that cell phone go. Put it away for a minute or two or five or 10. Do something that's soothing, that's away from toxic people, and that's gentle for you. Yoga is gentle for a lot of people. It may feel uncomfortable at first because, as I said, you're used to being on alert. Crap's going to come down any minute. I better get ready. I better get ready to protect myself. I got to go. I got to go. I got to go. To settle yourself down, you actually need to find a space of quiet and a gentle activity. Now, why I say an activity, and you just say, well, why can't I just lay on the couch and watch TV? The gentle activity is research to find out that you cannot think two things at the same time. So if you're thinking about a pose, downward dog or whatever, you can't actively be thinking about the trauma feelings inside. It is very different than sitting on the couch and watching a sci-fi movie, which sometimes exacerbates, once again, emotions of static chaos in your brain. When your brain is functioning like that, it cannot do its healing work. Now, you can recover from trauma. It's a long haul, but you can do it. And I mean, what's the opposite? Insanity? Suicide? Making your life miserable every day? Making people you love and would like to have better relationships with move away from you? I don't think you would want that. I know you don't want that. Give yourself permission to say yes and no, and not owing anybody an explanation. Two reasons. Number one, you know what's best for your self-care. Number two, when you feel more empowered to stand in your circle of self-worth saying, I said no to that, and that feels really good. Guess what it does? It increases your self-esteem so that you can feel more, get away from toxic people more, make better choices in self-care, gentle activities, and increase your level of healing. When you allow other people who are watching this, who are related to people who have trauma, when you allow people to stand in their own place of choice. Now, telling them what to do and giving them teaching options of what to do are two very different things. I don't know anybody who likes to be told what to do, especially trauma victims. If you are traumatized, you may very well have a problem with authority. I know I did. I know I still struggle with it. We don't like people telling us what to do because we feel people have been telling us how to feel, act, think, stand, walk, talk, ignore for years in that early developmental stage. And oftentimes we continue that pattern by finding other people who will reinforce the pattern that we are worthless. You are not worthless. When you go to my website, aprilkirkwood.com, and look up this video, there will be a meditation for you for how to ground yourself more completely so that you can better accomplish the other steps on this list. Until we meet again, I love you, I praise you, I appreciate you. You are God's child. Great things happen to you. Subscribe to this YouTube and listen to my first chapter of Working My Way Back to You, of my traumatic trauma-filled childhood. You are not alone. If I can do it, you can do it. See you soon.